Hi, my friend. Glad you called. Glad you. That's right, you called at this very moment, because nobody else can call at this very moment with the equipment that we've got. So, hi. I was doing some yard work not too long ago, and I noticed a number of little creatures. We'll call them weeds, and they do not belong anywhere in my yard. So I reached down and pulled up a few. This was in one particular area of the backyard, and I was very successful. And I thought to myself, this is not going to take much time, so I approached another area and pulled. But the weed held its soil. The weed held its soil, and I pulled again and again. I tightened my grip, but to no avail. That one particular weed would not come out. So taking a small trowel, I did some prying, and up it came. What I saw, I could not believe. The root was like, believe it or not, 7 or 8 inches long. Wow. No wonder. And then I went over where some flowers were blooming, and I removed some thin weeds, and in doing so, I just could hear the flowers say, "Oh boy, we've got more room to grow now." And not too long ago, I actually applied some weed and feed to our front and side yard, and for the few dandelions trying to live in my yard, I said, "Take that and take that." My yard does not have to deal with weeds. Now, shift gears. What about my soul's yard? Like the soul yard that you've got? You know, it too sometimes has to deal with foreign items like worry, doubting, fear, lack of faith. And if I continue to let these weeds grow in my mind, they're going to produce such roots, a root system that will be greatly and directly affecting my soul. That's why the writer of Hebrews put it this way in Hebrews 12:1. Let's remove all the things that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And I'm thinking now about fretting and worrying and anxiety. We need to kill those with the blood of Jesus. And I want to encourage you to dig out all those weeds in your life and let the growth of your soul be seen. And my prayer for you at this very moment is this. Lord, bless this right now. Bless this caller. Help them to identify and dig out all that keeps them from being who they can be in Christ Jesus. And may your Holy Spirit give them the courage to carry this out in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend. As always, after the signal, you can talk to me if you like. God bless you. Get rid of the weeds in your soul. Goodbye.